Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Welcome to another installment of It's My House. And today's podcast is titled, What's Higher Than Giraffe Pussy? Housing. That's the full title, people. What's Higher Than Giraffe Pussy? Housing. Man, you know what? It seems to me there is, maybe not in all countries, but in a lot of countries, there is a cash flow crisis. Particularly when it comes for housing. I mean, people are getting priced out, and they're getting over-regulated out, too. All right. So I'm going to see if look, 619-768-2945 is the call-in number. We're going to play Solar Cabin. Might not play the whole thing, but we might, if you want to call in and comment on this, I mean, from Australia, retirees, I mean, it's tight, man, globally. 619-768-2945.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona near Sholo, Arizona that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat. It takes a lot less money to cool. It's a lot easier to clean. It's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine, or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
All right, today's podcast is titled, What's Higher Than Giraffe Pussy? What's Higher Than Giraffe Pussy? Housing. That's the name of today's podcast, the title for today's podcast. What's Higher Than Giraffe Pussy? It's housing. Something is going on. I don't know if it's in every country or in certain cities or whatever, but from Australia, I mean, we did a podcast, a couple of months ago, where you have women in Australia, 50, 55 plus, that are homeless or about to be homeless. Some have discovered tiny houses, and that's been their savior. That's Australia. Okay. You've got people in Southeast Asia struggling to stay, keep a roof over their head. Matter of fact, the number one city in the world with the largest homeless population is Manila in the Philippines. I've been there. It's very congested. You got people in England. Housing, man. I mean, even my experiences here as a landlord, I put something, I don't know, maybe it's a month now, but a good 3 weeks. I put an ad out, zilch the first week. So I called some of my Airbnb buddies and got some advice and rewrote the copy, redid the pictures. And then I started to get some good response, actually. But then a friend that I knew, I just happened to be in conversation with what I was doing, they said they needed a place to stay. So what I did was I took down my ads, and based on what they said, I said, well, you know what, if you give a deposit, because they're coming from out of state, you give a deposit, you know, I'll save a spot because I knew this, and I know this person. So anyway, long story short, their situation didn't pan out. So I had to re-put back up the ads, and I said, well, look, I reactivated the ads, but if you can make it till, because today's Thursday, I said, if you come through by yesterday, and then it didn't work out. Okay. So I caught another, I had to go fishing again. Okay. So hopefully I'll have somebody by this weekend. But and the responses I was getting back from the people that contacted me, you know, the questions that I'm asking now is, what kind of budget do you have for housing? And by listening to the market, you know, you can find out about where housing prices are. You know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, you can probably get double of what you're getting right now in at least this particular market in Central Florida. But here's one thing I noticed, because, you know, people, you know, I got $400, I got $500, and I want this private bathroom and all these other amenities. The way I'm looking at it now, people, depends on what city that you live in. But on a critical mass basis for here in the United States, once you go above $500 a month rent or $500 a month for housing expenses, mortgage, rent, you're getting into the shaky ground territory right now in the United States. That's my call on it. If you look at the trends, you have a lot of people that are building tiny houses. I posted something on our e-commerce group, or Facebook e-commerce field group, that building permit applications are down. The reason why they're down is because people are not messing with bank loans as much as they used to. They're trying to stay away from 30-year mortgages. All right, so there's, I would call it a cash flow crisis that's going globally, and one of the barometers is housing. So if you're thinking about becoming a landlord, or if you're looking for affordable housing, just as a person that wants a roof over their head, you need to investigate housing. And I'm talking about for a whole house, where your monthly payment is no more than $500 per month. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, Pleasant.
Good morning, Mr. L.A. How are you? What I want you to do for me? I want you to play that audio that you just played. I want you to play that every day, every time you do a broadcast. That is a perfect idea of how to get people into housing, because it gives the whole picture of the heating. It gives the whole picture of the housing, the cleanliness, the cost, everything. It's right there. That one video there is the one that we got to model after.
Right.
I think that one.
I agree.
I think that would draw more attention than anything else, because I heard them say that they was, instead of solar, all solar, he's doing his heating with propane. Well,
yeah.
That struck a nerve.
Yeah.
I've got a brother-in-law in Mississippi. Does all of his heating and cooking with propane. My mother, when she was living, she did all of her heating and cooking with propane. It is inexpensive. It's about $350, $400, depending on how much you do, $300-$400 a year. And using propane for your heating source. That is the one that I think we'll have to model after and build the tiny houses. Now, we can build tiny houses to almost any size with that model right there.
Right, Right. I agree.
Right.
Because, like I said, I'm looking at, I've been a landlord since like 1983. And for the last 3 weeks, because, you know, I've been talking to you during that whole time almost every day. And, like I said, I'm listening and I'm asking people, you know, what's your budget? And I'm looking at, I don't know how it is up in Chicago, but it seems like, because you got people up there renting rooms. I don't know what they're paying for rooms up there, but it seems like once you cross that $500 mark, it's getting kind of hard to get. It's like you said, and particularly if you live in a larger city, you essentially have to be wealthy.
Well, you know,
in a larger city.
Well, it's been like that. People that just got big. See, a lot of people is paying 55-60% of their income. Your income is never supposed to exceed 30% of your income is not supposed to exceed 30% for your housing.
Right.
Look it up. 30% of your housing, you have topped out for your income because you got all the other expenses that you got to deal with doing your continue of living and transportation and medication and all this other stuff. My housing right now is at, I think I'm 38% of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is because of the tax has went up where I live. But
That's true.
It's above where it's supposed to be. But you don't have any control of your housing costs unless you take notice to where you live, how you live, and what your living expenses are. You're right. I think this
A lot of people are paying. They're paying over 50% of their, and that's gross income, because you know, gross income is not net income.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you're right. A lot of people are paying over 50%, and that's not sustainable.
No, it's not. No, it is not. You get over that 50%. You get over that 50%. You're in poverty. Deeply
but
in
real
poverty.
Real easy.
Yes.
Well, now you got a pot. Well, it's Tuesday. You got a. You're doing a tour this weekend, and then Saturday, and then Strictly Business, which gives people strategies on the website. So, give us information on what's happening Saturday, how people can benefit for that up in the Chicago metro area, and then as well as the website and how people can benefit on that to get their income up.
Well, we put together with your help. We put together a program as to where people can afford affordable housing. We're going to be doing a drive-by on Saturday. We're going to start at my house, and we're going to Pembroke, Illinois, and another little suburb. What's another little suburb that we're going to be attending?
Hopkins Park,
Illinois. Where there is we got a program set up to where people will be able to sustain their living, and that living is housing that's below 50%. Below $500 a month rent, and that's going to include tiny houses. And the reason for this is because we got a lot of homeless people in Chicago. We've got a lot of homeless people in the suburbs, and we're going after attacking the homeless people so that they can have a decent place to live. and we are taking jobs with us. We're gonna have about I would say about 8 slots to where we can put 8 families in housing. That's on Saturday. We can put 8 people on a job on Saturday so that they can sustain their living, and their living won't be beyond, it won't be beyond 35% of their living expense. We're going to keep that living expense below 30, and they can buy these houses. They can own these houses that we are talking about. They can have a job close to where these houses are being built.
Right.
So it's an opportunity for people to change the location of where they're living, how they're living, and get back on the good foot, as they say, so that they can elevate themselves to a good living condition, so that they won't be stressed out and having headaches and heart attacks and all this other stuff that's making people sick. Because
stress, what we will be doing at these villages, and you know, people have to think these ways. You got to think about, you can work 8 hours for a paycheck, or you can work 8 hours to develop an asset that will develop cash flow. I'll give you an example of this. One of the things, my goals in our partnership is, and we'll be demonstrating it on a consistent basis with these places that we're setting up, is like on an audio I played, Solar Cabin, is build 1 or 2 of those a day. But 1 or 2 of those a day, because I'm looking at that, those are assets that throw off cash flow. You build it once, and you sell it, or you rent it out, and it just, every month it brings it in. Whereas with a paycheck, and that's something that I can control, because the way the economy is now, you know, you got people making money online, eBay, Amazon, websites. And then colleges and universities are not offering classes fast enough. For instance, you can't go to Harvard or Yale and get a bachelor's degree, master's degree, or PhD in Amazon, in Amazon economics. So it's
these people are not offering classes, and they never have offered classes on the mainstream to teach you how to live efficient. They just haven't done that. They have given you an educational piece to have you working for somebody else. Now we are offering an educational piece to where you're going to have your own business. If you want it, we've offered it to you,
and where your income, like you said, you said earlier, ideally your income, your rent, your the roof over your head, to keep the roof over your head, should be no more than 30% of your income. We all know
that
most Americans, it's over 50% of that paycheck. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's even if you got 2 paychecks coming in. The rent's that high, mortgage payments are that high. So the reason why we play that solar cabin thing so much, that so your housing cost can be zero. You don't have to worry about utility bills. You don't have to worry about mortgage payments or rent payments. All right.
The other thing I want to ask you to do for me, you know, we have a block podcast every 5 days a week, and I want to play that piece that you just played on all of my broadcasts for the rest of the month.
I will SL Alzor, because we are out of time here today. I'm going to send it to Al Zora within the next 3 minutes.
All right. I want to play that.
And
I want to play that on our broadcast.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, Pleasant, thanks for coming on. Strictly Business with Pleasant Stephens will be is on tonight, Thursday night, 7:30 Central Standard Time. And that's, I believe, 516. Hold it. I have the number. I got to re-memorize the number. Hold it. Wait a minute. 516-387-1512. That's 516-387-1512. That's the number to call at 7:30 tonight, Central Standard Time. Just for your local time zone for Strictly Business. And like I said, I will send that over to Al Zora within the next 3 minutes. Everyone else, have a rest of the day. Oh, and think in terms of not paychecks, but what kind of daily assets can you create for cash flow? Because that's where we're at right now, people. Assets over cash flow. I mean, paychecks.